iMac, iPad, iPod, iPhone, iTunes. Remember a movie several years ago by Will Smith called iRobot? iSin. What comes to mind when you hear those two words together? iSin. Do you think nothing of it? Do you think, well, it's no big deal, everybody does it? Well, there was a king several thousand years ago by the name of David. He was the king of Israel, and he sinned. David saw a woman bathing on the roof of her home, and he coveted her, he lusted after her, he desired her, and he committed adultery with her. And then to cover up his sins, he had the woman's husband murdered in battle. David was a liar, a thief, a coveter, an adulterer, and a murderer. He too sinned. But he didn't think nothing of it. He didn't think, oh, it's no big deal, everybody does it. In fact, he cried out to God with these words, "Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment." Maybe unlike you, David recognized who his sin was against, whose law he broke, who he offended, and it was God, and God alone. All sin is against God. One day you're going to die and stand before him. He's going to judge you according to the perfect moral standard of his law. If you've ever lied or stolen, taken his name in vain, looked with lust, committed adultery, harbored bitterness or resentment in your heart, which God sees as murder, he's going to find you guilty of breaking his law. Because he's good, he must punish your sin. And that punishment that God ascribes for sin is eternity in hell. You see, Jesus said, unless you repent, you will likewise perish. In fact, Jesus said these extraordinary words, unless you believe that I am he, unless you believe that I am God, you will die in your sins. And that same God who is angry with the wicked every day, that same God whose wrath abides upon the ungodly, is the same God who is loving and merciful and gracious and kind. 2,000 years ago, God the Father sent his Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ, fully God and fully man, and without sin. Unlike you, unlike me, unlike David, he never once violated the law of God. He could not. He was, he is, he always will be the sinless Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world. He lived the perfect life that you and I have already failed to live. In about 33 years of that earthly existence, he voluntarily went to the cross. He suffered and died a gruesome death on the cross, shedding his innocent blood, not for crimes that he had committed, not for sins that he had committed against God. No, he took upon himself the punishment you rightly deserve for your sins against him. 3 days later, he forever defeated sin and death when he rose from the grave. And what God requires of you is the same thing he requires of all people everywhere, and that's that you repent, that you turn from your sin, turn toward God, by faith and by faith alone, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. God has provided only one way for you to receive forgiveness of your sin, one way to avoid the just punishment of eternity in hell you deserve for sinning against God. And that was through his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. So turn from your sin, repent. By faith and by faith alone, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior while God has given you time. I sin. And those words sound any different to you now?